to the No BS Short-Term Rental Podcast, an unfiltered look into the global vacation and short-term rental industry.
I'm Mateo Bradford.
And I'm John Stokinger.
And this is our podcast. We bring the right people to the table at the right time, giving you an inside view and take on the short-term rental industry like no other podcast can.
Good morning, Mateo. How are you?
Good morning, John. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Last episode of the year, season 2, episode 4, just you and me.
Yeah.
Recapping the year.
Yep.
I'm excited. It's been a hell of a year. Yeah. 2021. It's it's coming out of last year into this year. You know, everyone knows what happened last year. Everyone knows what's coming on with this year with the, you know, I even hate saying the word, the pandemic. And everything that, you know, how that affected us in our transition and starting this up. April, I think our first episode was in April, but I'm excited. I'm excited where we're going too.
Yeah, me too.
Super excited. Well, let's jump right into it. A couple big things happened and, you know, we haven't talked about, because we've had some amazing guests that didn't really align with, a couple big things. Last week, Milo, with the acquisition of Ryson and what's the other one?
TaylorMade. Yeah. TaylorMade. Huge shout out to
Jody
Steve.
That was Jody and that was Chad and that whole team there and Joe.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to the V-Trips team and both of those companies. What an amazing acquisition for Milo. And I mean, V-Trips just acquired two stunning brands. And you know, and if I did my quick math right, you know, 600 to 700 units, in, you know, added to their, you know, who's pushing 3,000 in inventory count, you know, prior to that. So hell.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's clear, right? And, you know, we know Steve, and Steve's been on, great friend of the show. And, you know, he's on a mission, man. He's going to build out V-Trips and has a clear vision of where he's going to take it. And he's, you know, we see he's doing what he's saying, which, you know, I think it's super interesting, you know. And, you know, the next thing on the list is, you know, we're going to talk about Vacasa a little bit today, and I know more later, but you know, we see there's a real shift in the brands that are being pushed to the forefront of the SDR space right now. And those brands are stepping up and doing big boy things. And it's growth, right? With continued acquisitions, you know, expanding into new markets, but also, you know, building that out in a professional manner to, you know, really grow in launching their public entities and their public facing and their brands and putting them out there. So we're starting to see that. Whereas before it's like, oh, what are they doing? They're kind of building, but now they're like, they've built, you know, they have numbers and they have a clear direction and where they seem to be going, and it's up and onward and outward and developing these brands. And it's exciting to see. I think, you know, we can speculate on all kinds of things. Is it good? Is it bad? We don't know. We'll see. You know, we'll see how these markets react to the mergers. We'll see how the industry reacts.
The interesting play, and it's not an interesting play, you know, it's obviously very calculated, you know, but Steve, you know, I say Steve is our relationship, but so V-Trips goes in and they don't only, and this is no disrespect to the other players in that market, but they go after the two gems in those markets, and there's other great players in that market, but you know, TaylorMade in Deep Creek is a well-established, you know, long-term relationships with, you know, with homeowners and whatnot. And, you know, now it's part of the V-Trips family, you know, Ryson in Gallenberg. I mean, it is Gallenberg. They are by far the biggest player there, and there's others growing and, you know, and doing some amazing things there as well. And not to, again, diminish what they're doing there, but, you know, there's, V-Trips goes from no presence in those markets to a presence. Super calculated and super well thought out. And again, congrats to all involved.
Yeah. And, you know, I think they're no brainer plays, right? Jody and Joe, built a great company in TaylorMade, and clearly a great buy. You know, what we do know is, Steve makes smart decisions. His business acumen is there. Like, you can say what you want about him on the other side about, the flair and how he presents and those other things, but he's a very smart man, makes smart business moves. And, it makes a lot of sense of why he buys these companies. It's going to be great to see what happens, what next, and how they, they mend into the brand, how the cultures mend, and how they can be successful moving forward. I think it's going to be exciting to watch.
I agree with you. And, let's quickly talk about Vacasa. And,
so can we talk some no bullshit real quick, though? Like, how does this, so I've been saying this for a while, like Vacasa's big boy commercials, national commercials, like they even kind of, even before it announced, like they set the stage for that. And everyone's like, oh, their stock price is going down. Their value is clearly there. They are clearly well capitalized. And at the end of the day, I keep saying, what they're able to do, we will see by the results of what they're able to accomplish from heads and beds or in a revenue standpoint, right? Revenue is going to tell you part of the picture, right? Because it doesn't tell you the whole story, but it's profitability will at a certain point. But also, are we going to see this huge, is this brand going to be accepted by the guests? Are people, when they're booking homes, going to be going to Vacasa now? Like they're out there, they're seeing them on TV. And is this generating, the returns to everybody? Is this going to be a brand that's going to stay? Just because they're one of the first in the market doesn't guarantee them success, right? Now, getting out there is a huge leap, but now you got to execute, right? Now you got to win the public, right? Now you got to take that market share from Airbnb and other players in the space that, they've had relationships with before, but now they're stepping out into belief in this brand, and the success of this brand is going to be really interesting to see if guests accept it if guests choose it.
Well, yeah, and it's twofold too. It's not just if guests accept it. It's, it's like they have a lot to do and promises, and like, a great article was just put out by Venturi. Big shout out to Brooke for, with needing, homeowner acquisition and, the ability to go ahead and it's not just homeowners, it's acquisitions. Like how do they get an additional 20,000 units by the end of 2022?
But who's in a better position to do it? You can talk all the shit in the world that you want to about Vacasa, but what have they been able to do in mass that either makes people love them or hate them? They get units, if that's what we're measuring it and that's what we're looking at, I don't think they'll be able to hit that goal, right? Like, because
I don't know. Clearly, I'll play the other side. I don't think they're going to hit their goal.
Yeah.
I don't, me personally, they have never grown, and I understand that they have more power and they have more leverage than they have in the past, and they're throwing all this money into marketing and they're doing all these amazing big things. Vacasa's has, was doing some amazing things, and they have lofty goals for 2022, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And these are things that they've never done in the past. Like what they're asking themselves to do and what they're promising to their shareholders that they're mm-hmm. going to do mm-hmm. has never been done before. So by themselves or by anybody in this space like that. So mm-hmm. to go ahead, I think it's a great article. We should actually go ahead and we should link that article that Brooke did talking about it. We'll go ahead and link that in the comments on the website. But it's pretty fantastic, where they want to go and what they're planning to go in their goals for the end of 2022. But, if I was a betting man,
I think they can do it. I think whether it's
going to be good. They can do it.
Whether it's good for their company, because this is the thing. If you set the challenge, then you do whatever it's going to take to get to that challenge, right? And when you have the purse.
I get it.
And you have I think it's if it's tunnel vision and we're going to get there. Because you look at what the challenge that they have ahead of them, it's not just, it is shareholders now also, but it's also, you look at the kind of complexity of what they have to do now, because you still got to get guests. You still have to make returns for your owners, right? At the end of the day. And now you have to, and you have to perform for your shareholders. Right. And so where they've done historically good across the board, you know, people have, whether or not, you know, love or hate Vacasa, whether you're an owner or manager or whatever within that space, you'll find both, right? You'll find those that love them, those that hate them. Those that love them, why they love them? Because Vacasa does very well for them on the management side. They make good money, or they do a great job of the management part of it, to where it's the owners just are happy with what they have within that space. Right. Now, on the other aspects of their business, I don't want to get into the granular parts of that, but that part alone, and so that's one thing that they can continue to do, because if you make money for those homeowners, they're generally going to stay in your camp. If you can, right, you know, take good care of their properties and keep them happy, then you will be, you know, then they've won that battle. But what I think you hit on, and what I think is going to be extremely challenging, is now they have these shareholders and other people that they have to appease, and what's going to make them happy. And right. And like, you know, when they're looking at stock prices and they're looking at values, and are they going to have the runway that it's going to need to get them to this space? So I think the time constraints on the goals and challenges that they've set for themselves will be interesting. Could they get there? Of course.
They can. Yeah. And, you know, there's part of me that is, again, there's part of me that wants to be pleasantly surprised at the end of 2022 that they did it. There's part of me that, you know, thinking about these markets, then these that are in there, I don't, you know, one way or another, it doesn't matter. To me personally, the market is going to do what it's going to do, and vacation rentals isn't going anywhere. So I'm excited to recap this and see, you know, in a year from now, in December of 2022.
Yeah.
What did they meet their goals? You know, so that, I think that's for sure. We need to come back and hit on that.
I'm excited to watch. I'm excited to look and see, because it's going to be a big year for the industry, period. Right. Yeah. Like,
but just like this one was the year before,
because we don't know what 2022 is going to look like. Like, we can forecast all the shit if we want to, we can, you know, look at the data, look at the numbers. But, you know, we're one twist and turn from a geopolitical or geoglobal event, as we've seen in these past 2 years, of what these events can do to our space. Now, like, we've seen it from a skewed perspective, because the last pandemic actually was a boon for the majority of the people in the industry, right? And it actually, you know, did good for the industry, and you know, when it should have been tragic for other, like it was for other aspects of hospitality. But I think 2022 is going to be a bit of a, I think it's going to balance us back out. Cause I think we'll see strong numbers. I don't think that they'll be as strong as the numbers before, just because of, you know, the economic factors that we're seeing, you know, all of the, you know, the funding, government funding being cut, you know, people having to figure back out what their work lives are. And, you know, I think we'll see a balance. I don't think, you know,
inflation is the biggest jump in inflation that we've seen for, I can't remember how long. I just was reading.
It's been a very long time. And what does that mean? And how does that affect our economy? Is it going to stop people from traveling? Right. Is it going to stop people from remotely working? And so, like, all of these questions are what I'm excited about looking forward to this year in 2022 coming up, is like, we're going to see this stuff in real time live. Right. And so and you and I get a front seat to it, because we'll see it from the inside out. But, you know, I think at this point, I don't even want to speculate. I kind of just want to watch it and see what happens. I'd be happy to be talking about it as it goes. Yeah. So
And with that said, you know, we have internally, between you and I, have, you know, we have some pretty cool ideas for some amazing shows, involving Vacasa, and then some OGs in the industry. We got some great ideas. We've been putting our thinking caps on. We didn't mention this, but I want to kind of reiterate, we are taking next week off. So the last week of the year, we will not be here. We'll come back strong. on the 6th, but there will not be a New Year's Eve. This is our end of year show. The will not coming out on the 30th. We will be back on the 6th.
And to anyone that would be checking for that, go spend the holidays with your family. We know that, let's be real, right? Like this time of year, if you're working the same way that you've been working all year, you know, if you have to, I get it. But come on, this is
unplug.
Unplug, relax, chill out.
Play some Legos, play some video games,
have a drink. Scrabble. All right, there you go. Relax, you know, and
read to your kids.
Man, look, this is a hospitality podcast, right? So yes, we want people to work hard. Yes, you know, you do that all year, improve yourself, man. Like, you know, whatever your religious affiliation is, or, you know, whatever your beliefs are about this time of year, you know, our challenge to you is be reflective, take some time, take care of yourself, you know, shut it down. It's okay. You don't have to be on all the time. I feel like we're coaching ourselves.
I know. I'm like, I'm taking notes. Hospitality podcast. Shout out to Will Slicker. Shout out to Hospitality FM, hospitality.fm. We're super pumped to be part of that family. We're excited to be an early adopter with them. We've made a transition from how our podcast is getting recorded. We're switching over to a different platform. Things are all looking super, super fantastic. So we couldn't be more happy than you know, the direction that's going and what's going to come with that, with partnering with HFM. With, you know, it's the end of the year here. We got a little bit of time left in the podcast. We wanted to run down every episode that we did leading up to this. And we started in April. So in 2021, we did 30, this is our 34th episode. 34 episodes from going from never recording a podcast in our life to putting out. And so we've had some amazing guests. So we want to kind of use this to kind of, you know, like shout out all the guests that came and made this possible. You know, without you all, this, you know, the voice behind and the stories. And, you know, so we're going to start on episode one. We're going to run all the way to the end. We're not going to spend much time on it, but we want to go ahead and shout them out and, you know, maybe kind of reflect on some of them a little more in depth. With that said, our first episode was just the two of us. And this is probably our third or fourth time we've just done the two of us in the year. But it was kind of it was just us, you know, talking about our, you know, wait, what the hell is this show going to be?
Right.
And why this is important to us. And you know, we've talked about this a lot, but, you know, this is, you know, we want to be an unfiltered look at the vacation rental and short-term rental space with a focus on news and culture. Culture being like the big, bold part of this, not necessarily, you know, the news is important, and it's effectively, you know, essentially a news podcast, but it's the culture where we really, you know, it's the threads behind the scenes that's important to us. And
well, and I think when we talk about culture and we talk about the industry, what are we made up of? Companies that are made up of people, right? At the end of the day, right? And who are the people that make up and that color our space and color our industry? And you know, for me, that's what I love. That's what I love about what we're doing here. And I think, you know, and our ability to do this is to bring those faces to light in a way that they're not going to get in on other platforms or in other places, you know, because we want to ask the questions or not. You know, we're not going to dig into, you know, the specifics of maybe their craft or what they're doing, but we want to know about them. Yeah, they could talk about those things, but we want to hone into, you know, what makes you this stitch in this fabric of STR, right? And you know, what do you feel like your significance is from their voice? Because like I was saying before, well, we can speculate on all kinds of things. We can add our opinions on all kinds of things. We share our opinions, you know, on time to time on news and events, but it's also, you know, getting the voices of the people in the industry to also talk about the news of the day and, you know, and where they fit in with that in a way that is their words and is a reflection of who they really are. So,
and reflecting back to on that first episode to where we've come, like, you know, I'm still not going to say we're 100% professional. You know, we're not pro. We can't add the pro gamer hashtag or the pro podcast hashtag yet, but we're getting there. Getting there. So episode two, we want to keep these rolling too, but episode two,
My boy,
revenge travel with Michael Golden.
Yeah. Shout out to Golden. Love that guy.
It's revenge travel, hashtag revenge travel. That was a huge, you know, it was kind of it was a big thing when, you know, talking about this in April and or early May, whenever this episode came out, you know, that was the focus or, you know, the buzzwords that were being talked about. And so we kind of dove into that a little bit with Michael and the effects that he was speculating that it might have on the space. And it'd be great to get him and or the Noise Aware team back on to talk about that in the near future. Not necessarily revenge travel. Huh?
Well, no, we're definitely going to dig back into it because, again, I think it's still something that's happening. It's as people open up across the world and, you know, not everybody opened up at the same time. So I think we're still going to see, you know, people that are tired of, you know,
right,
not being able to go where they want to go when they want to go. And you know, it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, no, shout out to Golden. Look forward to having them back on. And definitely it's. We're gonna have to get into that at the beginning of the year and see, like, hey, you know, what are the numbers saying, right?
Right.
What are the numbers saying? It was revenge travel a thing? Is it still a thing?
Yeah, I'm curious to see from a Noise Aware's perspective on, you know, additionally, some of the things that they're doing to in conjunction with, say, Rent Responsibly and how they're going ahead and helping different communities, there's a lot of regulations that have been popping up in different areas of the US, especially that they're anti short-term in how Noise Aware is helping them go. All right. Episode three was with, Gerard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gerard Lester. It was on niche accommodations and he was part of this. He's a co-founder of Wander PNW, which is like van travel, and we talked about some other niche accommodations. It was a great episode. I loved it.
It's great to have Jared. That was fun.
Yeah, and it was kind of nice too talking early Vicasa stuff. You know, earlier Vicasa stuff always.
Those stories are amazing, man. Yeah, we're gonna get somebody. Anyways, I'm not gonna let that out of the bag. But taking us into episode four, which was great. I actually like, and this is someone we definitely have to follow up. I want to check back in with Elizabeth and HiBnB and going kind of back into niche and new players in the space with the Canna Tourism and, you know, coming out of Canada and her HiBnB, her HiBnB site. I just think having her on and having, you know, the whole concept of that moving forward is just kind of further digging into the niche portion of what's not being addressed within the industry and all these little pockets of areas which, you know, travelers can say, yes, this is me and this is what I like, whether it's a cannabis person or, you know, I like pet friendly accommodations, or, you know, I like glamping, or, you know, all of these different spaces that are popping up and we just keep seeing more and more and more and more. But it was great to hear her perspective and how she was building this business and the thought behind it and learning, you know, what brought it about. And it's not just like, oh, I had a great idea. You know, she's had a great business mind and was really doing this in a way, that, you know, seemed to ensure success. So, we definitely want to follow up with her sometime and check in, see how she's doing. But I thought it was a great episode. And again, exposing people to the industry that may not have, you know, heard or known of her.
I hadn't
heard about her before you brought her on the show.
So. Yeah. And what's interesting about these niche and possibly, you know, polarizing to some extent, you know, different, you know, you're either, there are very few people that are like, don't have an opinion on cannabis, either for pro or against, or there's not as many in the middle. And it was, I, I thought it was interesting to see the take, you know, from her side of things, and the interesting, you know, what she's fighting. It's a hard fight, especially here in the U.S. Yeah. You know, which is regulated state by state by state, as opposed
and
to
illegal, federally illegal. Let's be very
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, like, still federally illegal.
Illegal, but in but recreationally legal and medically legal per state. Right. So,
yeah. So it's interesting. And if you haven't listened to an episode, definitely recommend it. It's kind of enlightening. I really liked it. Next episode, which was what? Episode
six. Michelle. One of my favorite people, period.
Yeah. It was great too. Michelle Williams, Atlantic Vacation Home. She's also the VRMA board member and she's the VRHP council chair. It was great to meet up with her because we were down in Florida. Thank you.
Yep.
For the first in-person event of the year. Mm-hmm. So the Verma Connect in the Sandestin area there. So that was nice to go ahead and see her. Mm-hmm. She celebrated a birthday down there.
Yeah.
At that time.
Birthday. Yeah.
So it was great.
And I gotta say this, I think Michelle is one of the unsung heroes of our industry. She does so much, and I know we didn't even get a chance to dig into that as much. But she is a hell of an advocate for so many good things and does so much good for our industry. Definitely need to circle back and get her, Jonathan, and that team on there because. We didn't, I'm still on this giving people flowers while they're here, man. Like, if we learn anything out of these times, if it seems like I'm hyping people up, I am, because I want to be able to, and I want this to be a part of that, to where we can give people the flowers that while they're here. And what I mean by that is give people their accolades for the things that they do now. It may be great to, highlight them in 10, 20 years, but hell, I might not be there for that. So,
right.
While I can, and I will.
And she works her ass off and not just in at Atlantic, but everything she's doing for the industry VRMA and for inclusivity and everything she's doing on that front as well. It's been fantastic. Next episode with both Alex Hunter and Annie Holcomb. Yep. You might know them as the Alex and Annie podcast hosts now. They weren't back then, but we talked Booking Direct for his channel listed with them. It was our first two-person interviews.
Podcast, yeah.
Yeah, so we had four on.
Shout out to Alex and Annie.
Yeah, and great. Just amazing women just doing their thing. We're excited to have them on, and now their podcast is taking off as well. And we wish them nothing but the best of luck, and excited to see where their podcast goes.
Yeah.
And sorry.
And no, I was love them and love what they're doing, and I think they're doing a great job. So I can't wait to continue to see their success moving forward. Next, we had Novella from Doin. Our friend, someone else in the industry that's heavy, big in Europe. Shout out to Noelia, Nuno, and the whole Doin team. Giving us a perspective of what's going on across the pond. And I think that's one of the things we did early on, and one of the things that we're going to continue to do moving forward is checking in with our counterparts and friends and people in the industry. We're not just an American-based show, and we are an international industry, and we have friends across the world, and we're going to continue to highlight and host them and dig into the struggles of what's going on with their businesses as the world continues to open up, and we're still kind of facing uncertainty in pockets of the world and what travel is looking like and different areas being hit different ways. We want to make sure that we're all doing our part to highlight the people who are in the trenches fighting in the hospitality, in the short-term hospitality space, and creating great products like the Doin is doing to improve the industry and to make it and make this an option and to make technology, you know, better us within this space. And they continue to do that with their platform. And Noelia is a hell of a leader, a color superwoman all the time, because, you know, she is a mom, she's a wife, she's the CEO of her company. And, you know, that's not something to take lightly, you know, in the US or and in Europe, because it's not the norm. And, and so, you know, you look at the success, you look at what they do, you look at how hard, you know, people like Noelia work to, you know, make sure that their companies and their entities and their staff and everyone can continue to ride. And we appreciate her coming on and being very candid and sharing, you know, her stories. And yeah, we love that she was willing to do that. But, and, you know, we are here to trumpet their success, but also to hear their stories.
And, I'm a big part of what we talked about in that episode too. What we did go and kind of focus on the labor shortage here in the US especially, and we talked about that a lot. And, you know, interestingly enough, and I thought it would bounce back quicker with the money driving up, the free money, the government money to the all the that people were getting in the ability to continue to collect unemployment. Well, it's dried up now, and the labor shortage is still kind of there. So it's kind of interesting to, I'd be curious to see what that looks like. And I have some ideas on future guests and who we'd like to bring on for that. Next episode, with the one and only Heather Bayer, co-founder of Vacation Rental Formula. We're excited to have her on. It was, Canada had just opened up after opening for a brief window and then closing down again. Then they opened up again, and then they were open for travel, but then they couldn't leave until again, just real recently. Canada's been a bear, like a lot of countries, with making sure that everyone is safe. So that was a great conversation.
Shout out to Heather.
Heather is one of our, you know, her success along with others in this podcast space on here, it was instrumental in us thinking that, hey, this is something that we could do, or we should be doing, and bringing a different direction to it. And shout out to Heather and Mike, their whole team and everything she does. And, you know, not to mention, she runs a killer property management company as well, not just a podcast host. So, Heather is the real deal.
I love this one. Hold on real quick. There we go.
Nice. Putting the Savannah, but those that aren't here, that's a hell of a hat. I needed to pick one up. Yeah. I didn't.
When I say I support, man.
I know. No, that's nice. I like that.
Bananas. No, this is a great one, man. Like, and to be honest, 100%, like when you were like, hey, we're going to have this guy on, look him up. It's cool. I promise he's connected. He's got like short-term rentals. I was looking at this like, what? Like, I'd heard of the Savannah Bananas before, and I knew they were like this, you know, this experience. I had no idea. Like, hearing his story and hearing where he came from and how he built it out. You know, Jesse's story was amazing. It's actually a great episode. I really enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, so if you're looking, Jesse Cole, he's the owner of Savannah Bananas. He's also known as the Yellow Tux Guy. He's got some different books out there. If you're looking and turning guests into fans and the whole guest experience, I 100% recommend listening to this episode and just kind of getting to understand. So it's season 1, episode 9, Yellow Tux Guy, turning guests into fans. It was such a great episode. It was so fun. Like, you know, he was really worried that we weren't going to bring the same amount of energy that he had. So we had to turn it up a little bit for us, because there's some energy there. And some amazing things have happened since then too. So if you follow him on social and some of the things that they're doing, I would highly recommend to follow how he's running their business there. Pretty awesome. Yeah. So our next episode, I am clicking. I'm not as prepared as I would.
Oh, come on. We had the one and only.
Yeah, Robert Geller. He's the fab founder of Fab Stays. This one was an awesome, like one of my favorites. I got a handful. They were all great. Yeah. But there's a handful that I really like. I can go, man, I learned a lot. Like I and I've learned something from every one of our guests, but this was one of the ones where I was like, holy shit. Like I had an idea, but I still had no idea. And just like LGBTQ plus in today's short-term rental landscape, there's so much to be learned, to like that, to be understood. And Robert was an amazing guest and enlightening to me personally.
Right. No, and great guy, and shout out to him, and you know, happy to see him getting as engaged in the community, and you really pushed, you really got him, like you got your hooks on him, man, brought him to VRMA, like made sure he was here and fought for that. And I know that was something personal for you to make sure that, you know, that this wasn't, he was included and his voice is included, and it was important. And so I don't want to overlook that either. You know, it's great to have him, but you were definitely, you know, instrumental in bringing him in, not just to the podcast, but also, you know, engaging him into the industry and exposing him to others and things within the industry. And so, you know, that
I want to shout out to Ascent Processing too for sponsoring him at VRMA. They were a big part of the reason he could come. And it was, you know, truly talking. You know, we did a presentation that he was a part of. He was also a part of, he came the first day, and he was part of our inclusivity
panel.
And he was part of the boot camp we did the day before. He was a participant. And like during the panel, like, you know, talking to different guests and the things that, you know, that Robert brought, that, you know, were some of the things that some of our guests that we've had on took away from, like, holy shit, I had no idea these small little things. And there's many other things that, you know, on the panel that were like enlightening, but it was pretty crazy.
Phil. Yeah, Kennard. But so, and I give shout out to Phil too, who is, you know, a pioneer and in a, you know, a great CEO within the space with a great product, doing great things for the industry. Personally, a friend, mentor, someone I have immense amount of respect for, and just always great to talk to. Always leaves you richer than where he found you. I was just happy to have him on there. I know him personally, but you know, also being able to talk about business and DEI and all the other things that were going on, because he was also instrumental. He was on one of the early panels that I think we did with the short-term rental.
Yeah, short-term rentals.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that short-term rental panel.
Yep.
That we did. So, yeah, man. No, shout out to Phil.
And what he's doing and what Future State is doing for the hosts and the small property management companies that have a handful of 5, 6, 7, 10 properties that don't necessarily want to jump into like with both feet to a large property management software company, the accessibility that Future Stay is giving these property managers, these smaller or host/property managers is absolutely amazing. The connectivity, the accessibility.
Yeah.
And there's a handful of companies. Future Stay is by far been doing it for
they've been setting the tone, right? Like when everybody 100%. Else was focusing on managers and big stuff, and you know, there's all this, you know, debate about hosts and managers and other space and who the technology is going to support. They are now, and it's interesting because you see the shift now where there's so many companies that are shifting back towards that kind of a la carte, you know, service offerings that, you know, are looking at all of these hosts out here. Right.
And
servicing these hosts or these I call them hosts, you know, because you can, you know, define it by whatever number you want to. But at the end of the day, like they were at the forefront of that. And now you see all these other companies that are making these product offerings at that same demographic that they've been doing for a while. So I guess add visionary to the visionary to the title and early promoter. Of that, because now the industry is shifting to it. You know, you can't, all these companies, all these tech platforms are making products for this demographic now. So,
Like you said, it's the fastest growing. It is the, you know, every day there's more property management companies that, you know, that pop up with, you know, three homes or 10 homes or 50, you know, and it's growing by, you know, hundreds a week. even at it. And that's not really an exaggeration. It's probably pretty close. So definitely a market that needed to be tapped into earlier than it was. And they are definitely pioneering that. Leah Walton, next episode, episode 12, SuperHog co-founder. Yeah. We were able to talk to him, like, I think the day or the day after the UK opened back up for travel. So it was a pretty great episode. It was timely. We're pretty excited to talk with Leo, who's just an all around awesome dude.
Yeah, Leo's amazing.
We love Leo.
Shout out to Leo. What's up, brother? Yeah, he's a great guy. And I met Leo overseas in like 2018, 2019. And he's just one of those personalities you just click with, but very smart, super intelligent. But is doing, you know, SuperHog is an innovative concept, right? Like when you look at insurance within our space, you know, you have Proper, you have Safely. SuperHog was relatively unknown and was bringing a new, you know, kind of technology a new technology, but also a new way to think of protection, I'll say, within the space, not even using these terms,
right,
terms, but protection to the market. But, you know, in digging in with Leo, it was like, we didn't even really talk about that. We were just talking about, like, all right, what's the new normal going to look like? And
right,
do we want to go back to normal? And, you know, being able to get that perspective from someone in a different market, in a different space, living in different rules.
And that's what I love about our show, man. I love being able to, you know, when we talked to Noelia and when we're talking to Leo, and we're talking to different people across the pond and wherever to kind of get, you know, this is not just a North America focus. A couple quick things, since we're listing a couple other insurance companies, because we also want to list Red Sky. I want to list, I want to go ahead and Generali. I want to say Rental Guardian. And everyone else that we didn't list, that's something that we are very cognizant about doing. We have Leo on from SuperHog. We have someone else on from another company. That's what we love. We're not here promoting their company. We're talking to a founder. We're talking to a high-level CEO. We're getting their story because, you know, what's important is that, you know, that's not the focus of the focus isn't on what, you know, what can SuperHog do for you? The focus is on, you know, Leo's story and SuperHog's story. And hey, if you can get something out of that, great.
Yeah, man. And the most important thing that came out of that was, you know, there's no crying in soccer. Not football, Leo. Sorry, soccer. Yeah, man. You know, it's funny. They don't like that, and that's real with them too. Like he's rescheduled meetings because he's like, hey, man, my team's playing. I gotta reschedule our call. And I just, because it's funny to me, right? Because at the other end, I could be like, hey, man, the 49ers are playing, so I'm gonna have to, we're gonna have to schedule this call another time.
Yeah, I get it.
Or the Lakers.
It's me with the Sox in the playoffs. It's like, sorry, I got to prioritize. Episode 13, the most fucks we've heard in any episode with your boy, Mr. Anthony Gant, Addy's founder. Yep. Happened to be wearing my Addy's t-shirt this morning, proud sponsor of our show. But, you know, Teo also happens to have quite an affiliation with their partnerships there at with Addy's.
Definitely. No disclaimer needed there. I think everybody knows I work with Addy's. And, you know, Anthony is amazing. Anthony's great, man. Working with Addy's, and having him, we're not talking about Eddie, so let's talk about Anthony. Just having Anthony on and you know, getting the raw him, you know, hey, look, he's a Marine, dude. Marines aren't polished, like, you know, it's, you know, they're not used to, they don't do the cutesy stuff, they don't really do the small talk, you know, it's to the point with colorful and very vibrant language. I think we saw that in
the opinionated. Biggest takeaway I got, you know, and Anthony is, you know, a friend of mine as well. You know, I look at Anthony as a friend, and, you know, we'll get on the phone and we'll bullshit. You know, the biggest thing I took out of this is what an entrepreneur with a diverse background, and in your instance, it's a Black American background, is goes through in a funding world is friggin' mind blowing to me. And like, we talked about it then, and I think we're gonna have to talk about it again in 2022, because I know that Anthony, especially, but you too have been on, this isn't like something that you stopped doing. You're still going.
No, I'm in the midst of it. It's interesting because, you know, we talk, Anthony and I talk about it all the time. And let me put this out there. And I've worked with corporations, worked with companies, and worked with other people, you know, and I've gone through and experienced with At Ease and through this funding journey is insane, because, you know, Anthony's had to be, you know, that much more polished, that much more prepared, like all through all of these things, right?
Because he's Black, and like the
Hey man, look, and the only reason I'm really going and going to accept that is because it's been explicitly said from investors, right, and other people. So like, this isn't just hyperbolic speech that we're saying this and trying to ratchet this up. Like, this is what's come out of people's mouths to us, multiple times on multiple levels. And when you look at the platform and what he's doing in his dedication, and if you've learned the whole story and see what's out there, all of the pieces of the puzzle are there. And, you know, Anthony, it is no secret, he was trying to raise $1.5 million. You would think he's in the way that he's being treated is like he's trying to raise $100 million in an industry that's throwing millions of dollars away at shit that is less organized, has no profitability, no revenue, where you have these things. And anyways, Anthony, shout out to Anthony, man. You're not gonna find anyone that works harder, that may seem polished on the outside, but is meticulous on the inside in terms of what he does and how he works. I've rarely run into someone that has a work ethic like he does. And anyone who, you know, has spent any amount of time with him, truly spent time with him, will see that. So it's just not in a polished, pretty package. It's, hey, you get the Marine.
You get a Marine,
and a hell of a guy, man.
Dude, just do anything for you. Love yeah. Anthony. Shout out.
Absolutely.
Next, Mr. Will Slickers of Hospitality FM, of Slick Talk, host of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. At this time, when we interviewed him, it was just talking about his podcast and, you know, putting hospitality first. We had some great stories.
Getting his story, yeah.
And, you know, how he got in, and, you know, it was learned. I mean, truly, you know, connecting with him at that time, it was great, because you're like, oh, wow, this, Will's a young kid. Like, he's in his early 20s or mid 20s now. I don't know exactly, but compared to you and I, he's a kid, and he's got his shit together, and he's passionate, and he runs a successful property management company, and he's doing all this different thing. And in that time from when we recorded this to the future, now we've joined his hospitality.fm. You know, we joined up with him because we believe in his vision and believe where he's going. And huge shout out to Will. Love Will.
Amazing guy. Great work ethic. You know, lots more to come with Will in the future, man. Love the dude, and happy to be working with him. Mr. Media himself. You know, we have some great things coming. So, hey, Cliff Johnson.
Yeah,
my brother, my friend, one of my favorite people in the industry. And I say in the industry because Cliff's, you know, again, you know, people are like, he went to realtor and all this other stuff. Man, stop. Still on the board of ERMA, owns, you know, short term assets within the space. And, it will forever be, segmented into this industry, because that's what he's one of the pioneers in this space that's gotten this industry to where it is today. Well respected throughout the industry, and an amazing human being. And I say that as his brother and as his friend, and but what he does and continues to do, whether it's Stay for Good in Uganda, or whether it's, the hotels he's doing here, or whether it's, his fight for eco-consciousness within the space. And I didn't even mention Vikasa once yet. And as the co-founder and culture builder at Vikasa, his fingerprints are all over this and will be all over this industry for as long as we're around. So if not longer, and he's not abandoned the space, he's still here, still influences the space. And so amazing episode. It's always great to talk to Cliff. His
love, Cliff,
his brain works in a way that is amazing, and it challenges me, unintentionally, but it also inspires too, because what I get from Cliff, and when I talk to Cliff, and always like about our interactions, is I leave feeling inspired, and I leave feeling encouraged and engaged and energized to engage, I should
right.
say. So yeah, man, and it was good to get in because a lot of people hear his name or heard of him, and we really got a chance to like dig in with him and talk to him and get his perspective on a lot of things.
We also talked a little bit what he's doing with Realtor, which is kind of exciting, and obviously it was a different direction and a pivot for him. But what he's doing, there's a lot of parallels. And a lot of like crossover opportunity, and it's kind of interesting. It was a great conversation.
Yeah. You can do well in business and do good in the world, man. That's Cliff Johnson.
This is our first in-person interview we had with we might have mentioned him already today, Steve Milo, CEO of V-Trips. It was great. We were at Darm.
Shout out to Amy. Shout out to Darm and the whole team out there.
And we're excited that Steve joined us. Truly, we pretty much already talked about a lot of the things earlier today, but Steve's mind and where he's going and how he's doing it is not necessarily, it's a little different than how others are going about it, but at the same time, proof's in the pudding. He's building it in a small empire. There's a lot to be learned with how he's doing, and all eyes on Steve all the time.
What's Steve doing? His path, man. Yeah, he doesn't care what the industry is saying you should go and do and go. Man, he is charting his path. Planted some seeds on that episode, that we're seeing come to fruition. So, good. He's walking it like he talks it, man. Look, hey, it's a beautiful thing to watch. So.
Our next episode was just us. So just a couple of dudes talking. So we'll kind of jump in. We'll skip that next episode. We'll go to episode 18 with the one
Dave
and only
Krause.
David Krause.
Yeah.
CEO, co-founder and CEO of Rent Responsibly.
Yep. Co-founder of Noise Aware.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What David and Alexa, Noda are
Dana,
doing,
and the whole team there is
pretty phenomenal. And if you haven't dug into what is Rent Responsibly and what they're doing and how they're helping communities, as an organization, as to reach out and use as a resource, it's pretty phenomenal. I encourage you to go ahead and connect with them. It's awesome. I love what David's doing.
Yeah, they're doing amazing things for the industry, and continue to support communities across the country and around the world. Build community and bring togetherness within the space to fight for sensible regulation and fight for a sensible space for STRs in communities all over the world. So definitely going to have them back. Dana, got to get Dana on. I love Dana. Yeah. I've been talking about that. We wanted Dana on to get the team back on, but we'll be having them and featuring them on, I'm sure, in the future many times. So then, I mean, we just keep going up.
I know.
Right on this stand, it's like the next guest, my good friend and the red shoe bandit himself, Simon Lehman. That was a big one. That was fun.
Yeah, it was great having him on. It was, yeah. I mean, we were talking at this time, he still couldn't come. It was pre-Verma. It was after Dharma. It was pre-Verma. He still hadn't 100% figured out how he has speaking obligations and different things he was going to be doing here in the States. And mm-hmm. he was just finalizing how he could get across the pond. It was awesome catching up with him afterwards too at VRMA and talking shop with him. It was just an amazing mind. I've learned a lot from Simon, just in the few conversations that I've had with him, you know, outside of what we've done here at the podcast. Right.
And another one who does so much for the industry, right, across the board, in terms of professionalizing the space, creating, you know, education, the hotel school things he was doing, like creating opportunities, not to educate and to professionalize the space, outside of the consulting pieces that he's done as well. So, you know, Simon is definitely a force, a pioneer, and you know, what we like to call as an OG in the space. So, you know, it's a friend of the show. Love that we were able to get him on and really talk shit early, and can't wait to get him back on and do some recapping.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially see where we're going with 2022 from his perspective now that we've met in person a couple times and things seem to be moving again. Yeah, it's always great to have Simon on. He always leaves us richer than he found us, for sure.
I think, you know, I think where we'd like to, you know, I would love to do for a podcast standing, I'd love to have some, you know, this year, so have some panels, you know, we can kind of do some panel focus, and, you know, Simon is always
someone. You got some good ideas, man.
Yeah.
Stop me from giving them away, but yeah.
No, I'm not going any further than just throwing panels out there.
I know. But,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew McConnell, episode 20, man. Leveling the Playing Field, CEO Rented. Andrew McConnell.
Yeah. Love the guy. You know, Andrew, it's hard not to love him, man. Great perspective on the industry. You know, going, even, you know, telling the rented story and, you know, it's a story of perseverance. It's a story of grit and flexibility, but it's also a story about smart business acumen too, right? And hearing, you know, his story and his space and culture and everything that, you know, really, you know, is important to him. And, you know, and also, you know, what I love about Andrew is it shows just what, you know, deliberate intention can do and, you know, how that can affect building your company. Cause, you know, going through the different iterations of Reddit and getting it from his story and not, you know, from the outside looking in, a little biased cause I lived a lot of it,
but, right.
You know, it's.
Well, I saw the outside part, you know, outside looking in, and I was like, you know, what the fuck, you know, it didn't make sense to me, but I totally get it, you know, and then you got to do what you got to do. And like, I love, you know, being able to dive in and talk to people with, you know, with this sort of like, you know, mindset and future forward and future thinking kind of, loved it. Absolutely.
Yeah, no. And can't wait to read his book, man. Like it's, if you sit down and really get a chance to talk to Andrew, man, it's always a pleasure, man. And you'll be excited to read his book. Cause it's,
you have it ordered for me for Christmas. Like you pre-ordered it for me for Christmas, right?
I'll make sure you get a copy of the book.
All right, good. Absolutely. All right. Episode 21, Nina Taylor.
Yeah.
Awesome. I didn't know much about Nina, you know. I know that you knew her. I know that she was on that same diversity panel. Yeah.
That's where I met her.
Amazing, you know, founder and CEO of The Sweet Faith, more of a corporate housing focus, but still short-term rental. And, you know, we talked with her and she actually came in and was part of VRMA with us.
VRMA, yeah. I'm starting to see our influence in VRMA. We're getting some people, we got some people in there that wouldn't have normally been there VRMA. No, I'm just kidding. But that's the point, right? So like, that's what we're all working for. And, you know, highlighting Nina as a business owner, you know, it's just us walking it like we, you know, walking it like we talk it, man. We want to show the diversity of our industry, the gender diversity, the ethnic diversity, not just in, you know, throughout all levels of the business, right? And Nina is a business owner and she's respected within her space and she's doing well. And so wanted to make sure that we share that with the world and you know, and get that perspective, you know, because, you know, corporate accommodations is short-term accommodations, right?
Right.
And it's been affected and you know, what they do is directly tied into what we do. And so hearing her story and being able to let her tell that and expose herself to the industry and share her story was, yes, for now, I'm glad we were able to do that.
Yeah, and you know, we mentioned VRMA, but I want to shout out to CHPA as well. You know, who is the Verma of the corporate housing world. You know, big shout out to them and what they're doing for the space. They put great events together and great educational material.
And shout out to Paul Stevens for putting that panel together. Introducing a lot of people.
Speaking of Paul, we need to get him on early in this year.
I've been saying that. Yeah, we got to reach out to Paul.
We got to get him on. Perfect. All right, let's keep on moving here. Next episode, Damian Sheridan, founder of the Book Direct Network and show. That was awesome.
Amazing guy, man. Yeah, Damian's awesome.
I think he had just gotten back from 2.5 weeks of straight shows when we talked to him, and it was the first in-person events that they had overseas. And it was just one after another. I think there was 3 shows in 3 different countries.
And getting the Book Direct show going, right?
Like, yeah, unbelievable.
With him, Deborah Lobby, and all of those that have been pushing this movement. Yeah, it's and Damien's a great guy, man. Can't wait to connect and build with him and the momentum that they're building with that network. I think they're doing amazing things and will continue to do so, empowering hosts and others to, you know, really get control of their business in a smart and intelligent way. So
yeah, 100%.
And then rolling right into, so now we're at VRMA.
Yeah.
And we at the amazing Miss Christina Williams, who actually I was introduced through Andrew McConnell, who was introduced to her through her Unpacking platform. And her desire to get the Baldwin and Simone hospitality brand out. But she's got the Unpacking kind of, you know, DEI education platform. And it was perfect timing. We were looking for, you know, who we were going to bring in to talk and host our VRMA boot camps and our education, right? And our educational opportunities with VRMA. Margo and I, you know, got a couple names. We interviewed a few candidates. But, you know, after meeting Christina, we just loved her young, fresh approach to what she was doing with Unpacking. And, you know, we thought it would be a great fit for what we were going to do at VRMA. And we are right. And so
I love her, man. She was great. Like it was great talking with her on, you know, in person for this, but just like who she is and how she carries herself and like the energy that you get off of her. I was so glad that she was able to come and join us at Verma. Yeah. And it was like, I learned a lot. And I think everyone that in attendance to her boot camp, you know, there was definitely some amazing nuggets to pull out of that. And, you know,
and she's actually going to come back and do another virtual session for us when we meet again on the DEI committee also. So it's going to continue to go. So
awesome.
It's a continuing relationship. You know, she also is a aspiring hotelier. Want to make that out there. Boutique hotelier that's focusing on, you know, this particular one is focused, and her brand is focusing on kind of historical African-American themes and building a brand around that. And it's called Baldwin and Timon. I can't wait to see where that goes as well. So, you know, it's just kind of refreshing in that space to find, you know, what the future is going to look like. And, you know, because a lot of us, John, are a little seasoned, you know, and we're not just talking about the industry, but I'm just talking about, you know, our viewpoints in the world. And, you know, there's still younger generations that are coming that are going to be powering this. And, you know, to me, Christina represents the best of that. And, you know, the more of her and that demographic we can get engaged now, I think the better our industry is going to be moving forward. Definitely more inclusive moving forward. So,
yeah, and it's necessary. And we need those voices, you know, and she's perfect for that. And, you know, we're super stoked to have her on and build that relationship with her. The next episode was us. Again, nothing wrong with that, but we're going to skip that. We're going to episode 25 with Sarah, the director of revenue management at Natural Retreats. She's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, love her. The revenue manager of the year.
Yeah.
She revenue manager of the year at Darm. So it was great to have her on and bullshit with her. And, you know, she's a great guest. Military spouse.
Let's hear it. Music background, background. And I just saw a post from her yesterday talking about this is for musicians. This is the busiest time of year for her. So I could imagine like being a revenue manager trying to wrap up 2021, get ready for 2022 and do all these, you know, her musical gigs that she has going on were, you know, amazing. She was just awesome. I love Sarah. Can't wait to get her back on in the future. And, you know, shout out to her, but a shout out to what Natural Retreats is doing as a brand. Pretty phenomenal what they've done and with some of their, you know, past acquisitions and where they're going. I'm excited to see where they're going. So next episode, Mickey, you know, CEO of Vector Travel, just
co-founder of Rented.
Amazing, dude. I'll let you kind of talk about Mickey.
Well, so Mickey hired me into the industry. So yeah, we went into it in the podcast. Mickey's a friend, a great friend. And, you know, another brilliant mind. Did we dig into him being a baseball player? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
we dug into him, Vector, what he's doing now. You know, we, you know, got his, you know, we had Andrew on, we got the other side of, you know, the co-founding of Rented from, you know, Mickey's perspective as well. So it's just good to add, you know, add that flavor right to the story. Right.
Right.
And it's like, you're looking at, you know, ingredients to a recipe. You got making sure we got all the ingredients and we're telling the whole story. That's what we do. Right. That's who we are. But you know, one thing that I love about Mickey is Mickey's no bullshit. Like, and you know, he's very passionate. And there's so many stories we didn't even get to tell. So we'll have Mickey on again, but love what Mickey's doing with Vector. And you know, seeing the success that he's having there. And you know, seeing him really push the line on getting out of arbitrage models and building a new lane. In terms of, you know, working with builders and developers and multifamily properties to, you know, accept short-term rental as a professional alternative to what they've been doing before, and do it in a really intelligent way that's data-based, that's partnership-based. And so the success of Vector is just, it's great to see. But, you know, knowing Mickey personally, I know he has a lot more on his plate and a lot more he wants to do with Vector. So we'll be having him on talking about that coming up sometime in the next year or so for sure. But always great time talking with Mickey.
I learned a lot talking with him and I've had future conversations since then with Mickey, and he's just a great dude and what they're doing, nothing but respect for Vector and Mickey and his team. Episode 27, Julie George, author, speaker at $1 Million Host. we talked amazing. To her.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was super bright early in the morning for her. It was late for us. She's in Australia. Her story is fantastic in how she built to, you know, her business in a short amount of time, just using Airbnb, which still baffles me today. was great. And truly, Julie has introduced me to a couple of people that I've talked to since then. She is investing in different people in the space. She's actually getting back into property management after taking some time out. So huge shout out to Julie. And she's, her book's amazing. If you haven't read it, go ahead and order yourself a copy. Especially if you're just getting into, you know, this space, I highly recommend her story. It's a great look her up on Amazon. There's actually a link to purchase $1 Million Host through Amazon right on our website if you're interested in checking that out.
Definitely.
In an effort to, and since these are more recently, we got to keep this going here. The podcast is getting long. So if those have listened to the end, kudos to you. But let's keep on moving on here.
Part one and part two, if we need to.
If we need to. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Season one, episode 28, building brands organically with, Dennis and Michael of Cassiola and of Guestor, which was super, super smart. I'll let you talk about it. It's just,
I mean, we've been talking about brands, right? We're talking about Vacasa, talking about V-Trips, you know, Dennis has been building a brand and a great brand, Cassiola, in Orlando, in Aruba. And, you know, his approach, what I love about Dennis is his approach to how he does things and being able to get him on and have him tell his story of how he did this, because he didn't do it with the intent of, oh, I'm going to build the biggest brand. It's just doing what he naturally did, was able to kind of build his business into what I think what the business of the future is going to look like, what brands of the future are going to look like. And then, you know, seeing opportunities within this space and actioning them, you know, with the Guestor thing is crazy. I can't see how that's going to fail. Because, you know, everybody loves the concept. It brings accessibility across the board. And what you do by offering ownership to everyone is promote growth and building within the industry. And I think that's very exciting, because I think it's gonna, you know, fund projects. It's going to allow people to, you know, improve their socioeconomic status by, you know, getting their hands into things that they normally would not have been able to or had the means or access to.
Right.
And so, you know, having the vision to create that, having the vision and having that be the reason why you're doing that, I think speaks volumes. Anyone can create an investment tool, right? In that space, but it's really, you know, the tool with the, you know, it's building the tool with the purpose of empowering people to be involved and to be owners and to also and to use that to build and grow the industry and grow the space.
And part of that's one part of it. And another part of that, why it's going to be successful, is again, is back to the brand that they already built with Cassiola. I mean, everything that, you know, Dennis came across thinking that he was going to just, you know, oh, this will be an easy job, I'll go ahead and we'll come in. I mean, he comes from a marketing background. Right. So everything that was built around, you know, Cassiola was, you know, not necessarily marketing focus, but a marketing brain behind it. And it shows with the attention to those details and what can be built.
Yeah.
It solidifies, you know, the importance of marketing and that aspect of it and putting that server in. I was just reading something on LinkedIn yesterday about copy, and it might have been if those follow the CEO of Gravy, take a look at it. But it's talking about the importance of copy on their personal website and what the ROI and focusing on that and just focusing on copy. And how, you know, just putting that effort into that for a couple of weeks and the changes, the instant, like the inbound, like they never do inbound leads anymore because the copy is so good. Yeah. And so it was an interesting article, and I highly recommend you read. But again, shout out to Dennis, shout out to Michael and their whole team there. Episode 29, this one I learned a lot too. Again, Bob Garner. He's an environmental advocate, and he's also a short-term rental owner. And just learn so much about what he's doing and what's important to how do we go ahead and make our properties greener or more environmentally friendly, or what's the first step into doing so, and why this is important. And Bob's a pioneer in,
he's not necessarily a pioneer
in making things green, but
for our industry, he is.
He's the voice, and he's such an advocate for it.
Yeah. In terms of setting up the foundation and giving people the, you know, actionable things in which they can do, and modeling it, right? And, you know, doing it in his own properties, but also, you know, making it available, you know, for free, in terms of teaching how and why this is important, and not just educating hosts, but also educating guests, which is a huge part of, you know, I think what is going to have to happen. And the reality is, you know, our climate crisis is very real, and our industry is susceptible to that. It's very much so going to be impacted by, you know, the global events of the world.
Well, it's not only going to be impactful, it's part of the reason. Like, travel in general is part of the reason for the need for us to focus on this.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, short-term rental is a small part of that, but it's still part of it, you know, the whole travel sector as a whole. And that's kind of where his focus is a culprit.
Yeah.
And it needs to be addressed on all levels. And it was great having him on. The last episode of season one, before we came over to HFM, was with the one and only Wes Melton. Formerly, well, still with Nicori, but he's done a ton of amazing things. But he just got, you know, when we talked to him, he had been maybe a month into the CTO at Casago.
Yeah. Shout out to Steve, Ron Dam, and those guys.
Doing some amazing
hire
things
for them. Yeah.
Huge hire for them. Like, and so smart. I love it. I love when I see acquisitions that just make sense, not just like the seeing what Wes is doing and seeing how that can benefit and impact Casago and where they're going and with everything they're doing with the franchise model. I'm so smart and they acquired a great mind. And it's a little nerdy. We talk about some Star Wars shit, which is great. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the collection in the background, that was great to see.
It was a great episode. If you definitely worth a listen. First episode of season two was with Lorraine Woodard. She's an advocate
Another
and creator
pioneer.
Of
yeah.
Becoming Rentable. Truly, it was the first episode, and we've had another one this season that kind of last episode kind of pulled my heartstrings a little bit too.
Yeah.
But oh wow, like Lorraine and what they're doing at Becoming Rentable, and the importance of making units available that are accessible to all sorts of disabilities, from physical disabilities to, autism, like for sensory disabilities. It's enlightening.
And it's enlightening of something that, you know, I think the industry overlooks, even when they think that they're looking at it right, like even when they think we're addressing, and this is across hospitality, this is across the board, right? Like, we think we address it, but we have no idea. And again, a pioneer of really raising the voice as to, you know, the 62 million plus people that are out there that may or may not be traveling, right? Yeah. And with the majority of them not traveling. And so if that's not a wake-up call to the industry and a potential revenue stream, like, I get it, not everyone's going to be able to go out and retrofit, but, you know, she's got, and when I call her a pioneer, because she has the basic things that you can do to just even make yourself, you know, more friendly. She's, you know, not expecting everyone to blow up their house and blow up their accommodation and totally retrofit it. Like, we know that's not going to happen overnight, but I love what she's doing in purpose-built accommodations in this space, and all the way down to, you know, teaching people what they can do, you know, at any level, from the whole blow up to the, you know, under $1,000, you can completely, you know, retrofit them and have a huge impact.
Right. And part of what she's doing too, which came live, and she, you know, she's got a TV show, she's got all this stuff and different things, but she's got a listing site with the most criteria available in the world for you to go ahead and look at for listings that are actually accessible for those, you know, when we're talking about it, it's like, hey, we'd love to get you part of Verma. I'd love to have you come to, you know, Chicago or, you know, be a part of it. And she's like, well, that's kind of hard for me to travel. Right. And those are, you know, that aren't watching video, you know, Lorraine is in a wheelchair. You know, she is physically disabled. She needs help getting out of bed, and she needs help getting into bed. There's different things and among other things. And it was pretty enlightening. And like, there's so many little things that could be done to make units more accessible, and then big things. And there's, you know, like you mentioned earlier, the revenue stream possibility. And I don't want to, that shouldn't be the focus, but it, like, if you're running a business, there needs to be an ROI to it as well. Yeah. Like, there are so many people that just can't travel. And, you know, and what she's doing and what she's personally doing and some hospice things that were like really got to me. It's just a great episode. I highly recommend you watch / listen.
Great. Inspiring. Super inspiring with her work ethic and all she is doing, and not an excuse in sight. She is killing it. Yeah. Right. And making us all look bad. But hey. Yeah. Shout out to her and what she's doing, and we will continue to push this cause and help her absolutely in her mission to make things more rent able, right?
Yeah, 100%. Next episode, we're almost to the end here.
Man, that's killing it on the last ones, man.
Carol, like Carol Schroff,
amazing people,
President Atlantic Vacation Homes. She's been on the VRMA board. She just won the Pioneer Award at the one of three Pioneer Awards given out at the Women's Summit. We love Carol. We've learned so much from her. She's been a advocate of us and what we're doing here as well, and what we're doing with VRMA and different things. And it was just, her story is one that, I love her story. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, you know, those who are listening, you know, she is both Jonathan and Michelle's mom, who are also very obviously part of Atlantic Vacation Homes as well. And we already talked, we had Michelle on earlier this season, but earlier in, you know, not this season, you know what I mean. Yeah. Loved having her on.
Yep. No, always. Great guest, sharing her perspective, done so much for the industry. When VRMA puts up a VRMA Hall of Fame, she's definitely going to be in there early stage, because she's done a lot and continues to do a lot for the space. She is very much so doing great things. So
yeah, huge shout out to Carol and what they're doing there. And last but not least, Judith Rizzio, I'll let you go ahead and take this one. I learned so much.
So, and for me, Judith is family. And I've wanted to have Judith on for a long time. And I'm glad we were able to kind of lock it down. Because I grew up, you know, I've known Judith for as long as I've known people, I guess, at this end of this day. And she is, you know, an amazing person. And, you know, when she started hosting, I didn't think much about it, you know, at the time, but, you know, the more and more I saw and still continue to, you know, be a part of her life, and seeing that what she does well is see people and empower people to, you know, be and affirm in themselves. And then she's also that voice and that, you know, that advocate for those who don't really have that voice and can't advocate for themselves. And she works with people. She doesn't care, what malady you may have. You know, she is going to be there. She's not afraid. You know, when I think of someone that's, you know, Judith, and you didn't meet her in person, but she's not big. She is this little Italian, like, fireball. But, you know, she is an activist. You know, she fights for what she believes in, but she is unapologetically, you know, a someone who is affirming of us being human beings and who we are, and that having meaning and value. And if you don't fight, and if you don't have that voice, she's happy to be that voice and project that voice and make sure that you are seen, I think, which is important, because that's what goes into, and that's why she's such a great host and why she can create environments to where people feel acknowledged, seen. Yeah. And it's subtle. It's not overt, right? Like, it's not, it's the little things. It's, you know, it's the small pieces, and her and all of her work, you know, I think that's what actually makes her, or gives her the ability to do that, and to create those experiences. And that's what hospitality is, right? Like, at the end of the day, when it's done right, it gives you that feeling, and it's, you know, it doesn't alienate you. It doesn't, you know, make you feel like you're not welcome or wanted, you know, intentionally or otherwise.
And well, so, I think, you know, what I pulled out of Judith is, you know, she's unapologetically Judith,
yep.
which is perfect. And she's, there's passion, and there's, you know, and it's just, as a human, she was amazing. Like, I loved the conversation, and mm-hmm. I want to get to know her more. Yeah. And I think that there's 100% something that every single listener can take out of that episode.
Well, I think, you know, you hear a lot of people tell you what their values are, but with Judith, you see her values through her life's work and what she does in your interactions with her.
Right.
You know, with a lot of people, they'll just tell you what their values are. But, you know, again, you don't see how, you don't necessarily see it reflected in terms of how they live their life. With Judith, at every stage, you know, as an artist, you see how she's an artist, you see how she's an activist, you see the work, you know, when she talks about not being fearful, you see how she's brave, and you see how she stands up for people when it's not popular, you know, and, you know, with people that are marginalized and have no voices, and she's still in their corner and fighting for them, and, you know, help, not only helping them find their voice, but affirming, you know, showing people how to affirm who they are by her being herself.
Right.
Right. Like, at the end of the day, and it's refreshing. And, you know, it's, she is a huge part of what she does. I mean, she has one little rental, but look at what she can teach so many of the people in the industry in terms of, you know, deliberate things that you can do to ensure that you acknowledge your guests and you affirm your guests and you create an experience that'll want your guests come, that will make your guests want to come back. And that's what she's a master at.
Yeah. I learned a ton. With her, I learned a ton from all our guests, and I want to thank all our guests. I was thinking about this when you mentioned earlier we could break this up into two chunks. I'm not going to. I encourage you to break this up into as many chunks as you need if you're listening to this. In importance to kind of go back, and we're going to take some time with our family and our vacation. So I'm not going to spend extra time making two episodes out of this.
Right.
I'm going to focus on family. We want to wish every one of you a happy holidays, no matter. Just spend time with your family, unplug, enjoy yourselves, reflect on 2021, I encourage you all to come back and absolutely crush in 2022 if that's what you're doing. We have some big plans, and we're excited to bring it for you.
And thank, we want to bring you. We want to bring you with us. So, So I want to end this year with a shout out of gratitude. John, grateful for you, brother, and all that you do. I don't think, you know, our public knows, you know, how much work you put into this, and how much goes into making this happen. And the lion's share of that work that you do. So first off, shout out to you. Grateful for you, brother. And then shout out to everyone who has listened, viewed, you know, come on our podcast. You know, thank you to all of you who continue to listen, who continue to support us, who come back week after week and listen to John and I, you know, go at it and listen to, you know, our guests come and tell their stories. You know, we do this for you, and we are going to continue to find, you know, amazing people within our industry, tell their stories, talk about the current events that's going on, continue to be that voice that's the no bullshit part of our industry, and create that space for people to come on, and also, you know, and to keep it real and to, you know, share their story, share their walk, and you know, hopefully make, you know, a better industry and a better space for all of us. So that, you know, thank you to all of you who listen, watch, download, all of those things. John and I are encouraged with the move to HFM. our hospitality FM, and you know, we are going to be putting together some great content coming forward in the new year that everyone is going to we're going to take the us out, but no, it's going to be great content that everyone will be able to gain and learn and participate in. We're going to do some exciting things, and we're going to bring you along that journey. So thank you for coming on this far with us. Stay with us. Tell your friends, you know, we are growing, we will be growing. And, you know, we are also we're going to get your feedback. We want to get your feedback too, as well, on, you know, what your guys' thoughts are and things of that nature. Because we have some exciting things that are going to be coming up in the future and may even involve getting some of you guys involved. So anyways, that's my end of year rant. Thank you. Peace out to 2021. Looking forward to 2022. And looking forward to taking a little bit of a break, not gonna lie.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this wouldn't have been possible, and I wouldn't, there's no one in the world I'd rather do this with and be my co-host and be a co-host right alongside me than you, Mateo. Like I appreciate your friendship, I appreciate your mind, I appreciate how you look at things, and you know, we set out the beginning of 2021, it's like, we want to do something together. We knew that, actually it was probably in 2020, we were kind of talking about it. And then, we made it happen. So like a shout out to both of us, you know, fuck, we did it. So again, in your words, peace out to 2021.